Czechoslovakia. And but she says that because they, you know, everyone, when they came, the Russians, everyone assumed that all Hungarians were, or more or less all the Hungarians were either, if they were soldiers, they were deported to Siberia or something. Except for those who were, like my father, he was, because he was a Jew, so he was, although he was in the Hungarian army, in fact, I've even got his papers here, but he was a slave. He was just there digging ditches. And so when they knew that they're Jews, strangely enough, Russians are pretty kind with Jews, although they did their own share of atrocities. I think my mother told me when I was in once there, she was reading the book that when Russians came into Germany, they like raped 3 million German women. The soldiers. It was the liberation. The women generally fare badly in wars. Either they lose their sons and husbands, or they get raped. Men, they only get killed. Had any value. The only thing that had any value in Europe was dollars. Either you had dollars or gold. And a gram of gold was worth a dollar. Things have changed since then. And so her husband, my uncle, he was like a gold fanatic. And even before the war, he would always, whenever he saved up any money, he would just always convert it to gold. And he was also off in the army as a slave. And but he used to, before that, before they took him, he hid all the gold in some family land somewhere, little farm under a tree, and so then afterwards, when the war was over, then he dug that out, and so he started a little store. And when my father got back, then he started working in that store, and until he went off. So then when he went off, because they didn't have much money, so he converted whatever money he had into cigarettes. Gold, cigarettes, and dollars. That was the that was the currency. And, so when he went, he finally got to this place where supposedly he thought my mother was. Then, he traded in his last cigarettes, although my father never smoked, but he traded in the last cigarettes to buy some flowers. But then by the time he got to that that concentration camp, they weren't there already. They'd already been moved. They moved somewhere else.
So the flowers were for your mother?
Yeah, because my mother... My mother wouldn't leave there. My mother could have come like 6 months earlier or 4 months earlier, but she stayed there because she was with my father's sister, and my father's sister was very sick, so she wouldn't leave her. So she stayed there. She stayed with her, and then because what happened is that the Russians turned those concentration camps into places for Germans, German soldiers, German war criminals, and so on. So that's so they moved out all the other people who'd been there previously, and they kept moving them to different places. And then when my father gave up and then came back, that's when he just by accident came upon them on their way back on the train to Hungary. And she was well enough to travel. People do, just because they have a different religion, and it's going on right now. Different ethnicity, different religion, people just kill each other. You know, no crueler creatures than human beings. I keep the letter. I have it there in my top drawer, and I let devotees read it. And because not even my generation is out of touch with that. But what to speak of the next generation? Those are just things they pay money for to see in a movie. She had that that wedding picture that you sent me, picture Nadia wedding, didn't you?
Mm.
You sent it to me. You sent it to me.
Yeah, I did.
Oh yeah, yeah. She kept that on her.
Did she?
Yeah, it was on her drawer, chest of drawers. Oh. Yeah, she was ill. Where's Nadia? Because it's easy to say a Hungarian name, Nadia. So. Varshana's name, she had a problem remembering.
Uh-huh. And Nadia got some nice letters from her.
Yeah.
One of them was telling her off.
Yeah,
for bringing those roses, that garland through customs.
Yeah.
She saw Nadia when she was a baby at the manor. I mean, it must have been 25 years ago almost. And she was looking at her, she was saying, oh, what a beautiful baby. Mm. Look how nice and peaceful she is. And I said, she's not always like that. I said, she has a lot of tantrums and, you know, she's quite fiery. And she said, that's nothing. You should see what my Peter was like when he was young. He was so naughty. And she went on this whole story about how you, you know, throw yourself on the floor.
Yeah. Oh, but actually there was... I can show you some things. It's very interesting that my Madhupati, you know Madhupati? Who, anyway, he speaks English. He does communications and so on. He does a radio show regularly at this place. And once the manager of the radio station, he said, you know, I've got my, I got from my parents some film that one of your of one of your members, one of your Hare Krishna members, and that their parents gave to them, and said, Lizzie, and who it was me. And so it turns out that, and I checked that with my aunt, that before they left, and they couldn't take these things, so my mother, this was her boss, and this guy who runs the radio station is the boss's son. And they gave some film that my father had made, and they just gave it to them for safekeeping. And for some reason, although my mother came back to Hungary about 10 times after that, they never gave it back, or somehow or other they must have forgotten. And and so Madhupati bumped on this, and this was like just a week before, when I already had the ashes here, and then I had the rest of the family over here for this little ceremony. And she got a hold of it, and they gave it to Krishna Leela, and she turned it into like a, anyway, I'll show you a 3-minute version. Mm-hmm. So that was she showed. She came, no, I've got to show you this video. Everybody's got to see this video. I said, what are you talking about? What kind of video? We're not here to video. This is like everyone's, you know. My mother just died. I'm not watching the video. He says, no, no, you don't understand. It's a surprise. Just trust me. So, I did. It's very interesting. The 3.5. The other one is like 3 times 1. 1 hour long. And they said, well, I thought I had to take it carefully. Some of it, you're running around naked. Mother's wedding, and he's standing there with my mother on one side and her sister on the other, and he was actually right in the army then, and he had to do all kinds of things just to bribe him, just to let him out for a day. So he just got out for a day just to get married, then he had to go back. That was like during the war. So this is 47. This is already during the war, but this was before then. That all happened. Sorry, this is after the war. Mm. Yeah, so this was sort of That's me and Robert.